Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller, hierdie is jou misdaadverslag. Captain, how are you?
Petra, I am doing very well, and yourself, thank you.
I'm well, thank you.
Great.
We're talking about domestic violence, sad domestic violence,
yes. You know, over my lifespan in the police since 1991, I've been exposed to a lot of situations where we go to complaints about, in the old days we used to call it Marcelin Pa.
Yes.
Now it's domestic violence.
Oh, sad.
You know, and what we've sort of picked up over the years and the people that are sort of the bean counters and the very, very clever people have sort of started to pick up is that obviously there's a direct relations between domestic violence, socioeconomic problems, psychological problems, you know, peer pressure. There's a whole lot of other external factors that are involved. It's not just a fact that now husband and wife are having a small disagreement. There's usually a whole backstory to the thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad. And where do you report it? What do you do? Can you as a neighbor report it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So if you are sitting at home and you can hear next door, you know, every weekend you can hear that things are getting a little bit out of hand and it's, I always say the husband, but maybe the wife is shouting or the husband is shouting. It doesn't matter because it does work both ways. But there's an aggression, let's call it an aggression that is happening next door, you know. You can anonymously report it.
That's good.
You can use the different reporting channels. You can use 10111. You can contact your local police station if you've got their contact numbers. If you have a working relationship with the CPF, you can also report it through the CPF for them to report it to the police station.
Okay.
Even as far as reporting it to your security companies.
Okay.
You know, we've gone as far nowadays where our partnerships are getting broader and broader and broader.
Mm.
You know, we have a very strong working relationship with our community policing forums. We have partnerships with the business sector, and we also have partnerships with our private security providers, you know, the private security industry.
Yeah.
So any one of those channels that has a good working relationship with the police, you can report it through those channels. If you are looking for immediate action, okay, then definitely 10111, the local police station, community policing forum, or 112 from your cell phone would be a good point to start. Okay.
Yeah, and it's good to join these emergency groups as well. I mean, that is a CPF, but I mean, they are there immediately.
Yes, that is correct. And the thing is, with the with domestic violence being the kind of volatile situation that it is, it's never a good idea, doesn't matter how well you know your neighbors, to go and get involved.
Yes,
You know, if you do as a neighbor decide that you are going to get up out of your chair and go next door and say, listen, dude, calm down, you're out of hand here, or, you know, lady, you're out of hand.
Mm.
You need to be prepared to go the whole hog.
You know,
it's not just a thing of that you're going to rock up there, knock on the door and say, listen, please keep it quiet. Because that situation can escalate very quickly.
Yes.
And they can turn on you.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is why it's a lot better to report it to those people that are trained to be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
From the police services, we don't take domestic violence complaints lightly.
Yeah.
They are one of the most dangerous complaints for us as law enforcement to go and attend.
Yes.
Because you never know what's going to happen. Is that man armed? Is the person armed? Are they going to shoot you? Are they going to fight with you? Are they going to resist? Whilst I'm trying to arrest the husband for beating up the wife, is she going to turn on me?
Yeah,
and hit me as well while I'm trying to protect her, and it does happen. So we don't take those kind of complaints lightly, and as well also with the gender-based violence, and it's been Women's Month recently.
Mm.
You know, we do take these things very, very seriously.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, Pietra.
Be
safe.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.